Company of One, episode number 62.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan. Dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
Welcome to Company of One. This is Dale Callahan. I'm your host, and I want to bring to you some more stuff about networking. I'm talking a lot about networking in the last couple of episodes and episodes to come. Well, I'm getting ready to finally release the product Networking for Introverts, and it's kind of got me talking about networking and got me answering questions about networking, getting in discussions about networking, and just generally, so it comes up in the podcast. And, you know, in a conversation the other day, and it's not too far past Father's Day here when I'm recording this, but it's kind of weird that in the conversation the other day, I realized that I learned an awful lot about networking from my dad, kind of unintentionally. And that's the thing that, yeah, have you ever been in that situation where you suddenly realize that you've watched something modeled in front of you for years, pretty darn well for years, and you didn't realize it, and you've gone off and you tried to discover it, and well, yeah. I mean, I think we've all done that. We've especially done that with things that, you know, our parents probably tried to teach us or some teacher tried to teach us. Well, that's kind of what has happened to me recently as I looked at networking, because people were talking to me about the secret of networking. How does that introvert, how does that person who, you know, doesn't really get into networking, how do they connect? And as I was kind of explaining my view of it, I realized, wow, I just saw my dad do this the other day. I mean, powerfully, you know, saw him do this, and my wife has commented on, you know, Leah will tell me, you know, he can connect with people in these ways. And that's when I realized, well, some of these things, that's what it is. It's not even networking. So I'm going to kind of share with you five networking secrets that I've learned from my dad. But this is all bringing up that we're about to release the Networking for Introverts product. And it will be coming out in a couple of weeks here. And it's basically going to be kind of package this. It's going to package all of this material together in a way that helps you to network. Helps you if you're an introvert, if you're uncomfortable networking, help you to get right to the core of things. You know, what I'm doing is I'm talking about it now. It's more of a training, you know, how to really get down and get down to make it happen. So we'll be doing that in a couple of weeks. But let me first kind of walk through some of these observations I made. And I'm looking back here to the paper that we scribbled all these notes on. And tell me, you know, I would love to hear, what do you think? Have you seen these things shared before? Have you seen them modeled before about networkers? And think about just if you close your eyes, well, if you're driving, don't do that. But if you think for a moment, when you think about a powerful networker, what comes to mind? What kind of person comes to mind? Do you think of that super high charging, glint in their eye, supermodel type looking used car salesman, maybe? You know, those pictures maybe don't go together. But anyway, that charismatic, you know, in the traditional sense, charismatic, outgoing kind of word, person. Do you think of that, or you think about quiet, careful? You know, what do you think about when you think about a powerful networker? And things become so subtle. So here's the number one thing that I've noticed, and when I would notice what my dad would always do in conversation, is he always was focusing on other people. You know, I have four brothers and sisters, so there's five of us total. And, you know, I was probably 30-something before I realized, you know, I don't ever really remember a lot of us asking mom and dad what they're doing. They were always asking us what we were doing. What do we do? What are we doing? What's going on with us? How is our projects going? Those kind of things. Now, I'm sure my brothers and sisters probably were much more into this. I'm probably the only self-focused one, but that's the way it seemed. Probably I'm not the only self-focused one. But anyway, that's the way it seemed. It seems like everybody wants to talk about themselves, right? That's natural. But when you think about a networking event, everybody is in there to run their mouth. They're there just to talk. They're there to talk about their projects. They're there to talk about what they want. They're there to ask for the things that they want to ask for. And they don't focus on other people. And I was just watching as we were in a large group, large family group, doing a birthday party. I don't know what we were doing, but I was just happened to observe because it was a conversation that I didn't want to focus on, that some family member that will go unnamed. And, you know, I didn't want to hear about it, but how he was just inquisitive and asking and focused on other people. But as he would walk around the room and talk to other people, and I've seen him doing this in so many situations, he focuses on other people. What's up with them? Wow. I mean, that's when I started to connect with people in networking events and I started to focus on what was up with them. It changed things for me. For one, it takes the pressure off. I don't have to worry about me. I don't have to worry about me trying to be interesting, me trying to have the great story or everything, just to focus on the other person. I mean, really, that's why we do networking. It's because we want somebody to pay attention to us. Well, why don't we just go ahead and return the favor for everyone and we focus on others. Each one of us. Focus on the people we're talking to. So that's the first thing, is you focus on other people. Number two, now this is ingenious, is seek out the quiet. Now, you know, there's that person in your family in who, you know, there's that wallflower, the people in maybe in the large family settings, and you're going to get talked to by somebody that's going to seek you out. Not the obnoxious way, but the person who's going to seek you out, it's going to draw you out, that's going to act like they care, they're going to have a conversation about you. And, you know, I can always count on my dad to seek out that person who's kind of being quiet. Maybe it was me at the time. Maybe it was, you know, some family member there that didn't really know anybody that well. You know, it's that cousin who doesn't know everybody that well that showed up. And he would always seek out the quiet and make contact and begin to ask them questions. Again, that's focusing on other people, but intentionally looking for those quiet people. If you look back at the past post I did where we were talking about how to get over the fear of networking, that's one of the tricks, is you look for other people who are more fearful than you, maybe. They're more awkward feeling being there than you are, perhaps. They feel uncomfortable, so you seek them out. You make them feel comfortable by playing host, which is essentially when you're seeking out the quiet, you're playing the host. Another thing I would see my dad do is just be full of questions. Full of questions. Not questions of anything that anybody cares about except the person you're asking them of. You know, it was always weird. You know, he would say, well, how was your trip? How's your home renovation going? How's your new dog? How they like the new dog food? Or whatever has been in the past conversation, there is this memory, this awareness of who you are and that you are there, and then question you about the things that you care about, that you've spoken about, that, you know, and care about them. You know, just to ask people questions. There's no better way to get people to talk than to ask them questions about things they care about. And the things they care about tend to be things that are in their lives. And when you get people to talk by asking them questions, you turn the attention back to them, they open up, and you don't have to be the center of attention. So the fourth thing there is care about the story. Now, this is a double-edged sword. See if you're here with me. you're in a situation and you ask somebody a question about something going on at work. I was in the situation just earlier today, and I asked somebody a question about something that was going on in his office. And, he started to explain to me in more detail than I really cared to know about the situation in his office. You know what I'm talking about? Starts getting into excruciating detail. And I tried to steer the conversation away from that. Unsuccessfully, I will say, but I did try to steer it away and point to something else because he was going down in the negative weeds and all those kind of things. I didn't care. Let's just be honest. I did not care about what he was saying, and I was trying to avoid it. And I was in this situation with a family group, and this is especially true if you have my family members aren't. I don't have any drama queens in my family. Okay, I have a lot of drama queens. You know the drama queen who the slightest thing that happens is major drama? And those kind of things, I tune out. I have a hard time listening to them. I walk away. I was in a conversation. My dad was standing there with me. We were talking to a couple of people. And the drama queen story starts to come out. And I just quietly slip away from it because I did not care. I didn't want to hear it, didn't care. I mean, I'm kind of sounding cold and calloused here, but hey, you're with me too, right? I'm just like, I don't want any part of this. So I go on and I'm doing something. And I notice a few minutes later, he is standing there listening to the drama queen story, looking interested. Now, I don't know if he was faking it or not, but if he was, he was doing a really good job. But he was looking interested. He was looking like he cared about their story. And he was again asking questions about it. And I was thinking, wow, I escaped that and you are still in it. No wonder people seek him out. No wonder people seek him out as somebody to talk to, because he's the person people will, he will listen to them. He is the person that will listen. I think I said that wrong. He's the person that will listen to them. So you care about their story. Now, I'm going to confess to you that one there is difficult for me. That sometimes takes force, and it has sometimes taken acting on my part to care about a story. But when somebody's telling you something that's on their heart, they do care about it. So you can, if you care about it with them, show empathy for them, up to reason, then I think you connect with them. I mean, really, in networking, that's all we're talking about is connecting with another person. Not a group of people, not hundreds of people. Connecting with another person. That's all we are dealing with here. If you're trying to connect with hundreds of them, you've lost the game already. So care about their stories if you want to connect. And the fifth thing, this is the fifth lesson I've learned. Well, no, let me not even say I've learned this. This is the fifth lesson that I should try to mimic. And that's be short on advice. Be long on listening and short on advice. As I'm sitting here thinking about, all the interactions, and the many times I've brought up drama queen stories to my dad and then seen him, it's not that he doesn't have advice. It's not that he will not give advice, but I've had to kind of beat advice out of him. And he might make some suggested comments or something, but there's not this, well, if you want my advice, here's what I would do. You kind of have to get it from him because, advice is cheap. We all get advice from everybody that hears about our situation, every single person. And sometimes we don't want advice. We just want to be heard. So be short on advice. So again, here's the lessons that I've learned from my dad is I've applied these in networking. I've applied some of them much better than others. Is number one, focus on other people. Number two, seek out those quiet people. Number three, be full of questions about them. Number four, care about their story. And number five, be short on advice. Now, if you can do those simple things, and this is nothing but human decency. I don't know what you'd call this. That's networking. If you can do those things, connecting with one person, one at a time, you will be sought out. As I've seen my dad, he's the person who everybody seeks out. If you do that, you will be the one being sought out at networking events and where other people gather to connect. You'll become the connector.